Broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, oh, oh. When we pray, oh, 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 oh. I see revival rising, I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King, 'cause we believe. Hey! All the world starts changing when the church starts praying. Strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls.
Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. There are numerous scriptures in the Bible that relates to prayer and to praying. The scripture reference today comes from St. John, chapter 14, verse 15 of the New Revised Standard Version or translation, and it reads as follows. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The word of the Lord. Today's message is a word on asking it in Jesus' name. What does Webster say about prayer and about praying? Well, Webster says that a prayer is a humble request made to God, and that praying is the act of offering prayer. Now, what does the Bible say about the words prayer and praying? The Bible says prayer is loving communication with God. It is an expression of our inner spiritual needs. There are many important aspects of prayer, and two important aspects are requests for our individual needs, and the other and another is the needs of others. Now, prayer is a tool for banishing sin from our lives. When praying, Jesus said the following in St. Luke chapter 11 in the NIV translation. When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Earlier in this podcast, Tarin Wells, in his song entitled When We Pray, sings about people on their knees and what happens when we pray. Now, do the things stay the same when we pray collectively or individually? When we pray, we must remember that our prayers must be in direct line with God's will and God's character. God absolutely will not grant requests that are directly opposed or contrary to his will, to his character, or his nature. We cannot use his name as some kind of blueprint or prescription to fulfill our own selfish desires. We must be sincerely following God and sincerely seeking to do his will. Then and only then that our request will be in line with what he wants, and that's when he will grant our request. After listening to this message, one might ask, what does prayer mean to me? What does praying mean to me? How must I pray? And what can I pray about right now? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the original author of prayer through your Son, Jesus. We have not always known how to pray. Thank you for teaching us how to pray for ourselves and how to pray for others. Thank you for teaching us the importance of praying in your will, so that our requests may be heard and granted. We pray for the lost and the unbelievers, that they will believe and be saved by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In Jesus' name we ask these blessings. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Lord, I Need You by Matt Maher.
Lord, I come. I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.